Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is the Read to Lead podcast, episode 461.
Hi, I'm Stephen M. R. Covey. I'm the author of Trust and Inspire, The Speed of Trust, and Smart Trust. If there's one podcast you can trust for compelling, thoughtful, and life-changing conversations every week, it's the Read to Lead podcast with my friend, Jeff Brown. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and this is the Read to Lead podcast, the podcast dedicated to your personal and professional growth. I believe if you want to achieve true success in your business and in your life, then intentional and consistent reading is a must. This week, I'm bringing you an audio summary from one of my favorite books of all time, a book about mindset. In fact, that's the title of the book, Mindset by Carol Dweck. The New Psychology of Success is the book we're focusing on today. And if you notice, I've been dropping a few of these audiobook summaries on occasion. It's really sort of to wet your whistle, to help you understand what's inside the Read to Lead community when you join. That is a free book summary every single week. In fact, the summary I'm sharing with you today was just added in the last 48 hours. You can get a free book summary, a business book summary each week when you're inside the community. Chat with other people in the community about the books we're sharing there and, you know, rub elbows with people who take these things called personal and professional development as seriously as you do. It's all at jeffbrown.me. I hope you'll check it out. Again, the summary's absolutely free. Love to have you there. We've got nearly 300 people there now. And you being there is just going to make it that much better. Again, it's jeffbrown.me. So who is this Carol S. Dweck, the author of Mindset? Well, she's a psychologist and researcher best known for her work on the concept of mindset. She argues that our mindset or our beliefs about our abilities and potential for growth can greatly impact our motivation and our success. Now, if you know anything at all about the book, you may know that she identifies two main mindsets, a fixed mindset in which we believe that our abilities are fixed traits, and a growth mindset in which we believe that our abilities actually can be developed through dedication and hard work. According to Dweck, those with a growth mindset are more likely to approach challenges with a positive attitude and persist in the face of challenge or hurdles or difficulties. Her book actually was released almost 15 years ago, celebrates its 15th anniversary later this month, February 28th. That's when the hardcover version was released, and then the paperback coming out in December of 2007. Who's this book for? Well, just about everybody, I would argue, including students, because it can help them understand how their mindset can impact their academic performance and provide strategies for developing that growth mindset. Teachers and school administrators can learn about the importance of fostering a growth mindset in students and how to create a supportive learning environment. In fact, it's been quite popular with educators over the years. Parents can learn how to help their kids develop a growth mindset and how to support them in reaching their full potential. And the book provides insights into the role of mindset in leadership and organizational culture and can help business leaders understand how to create a positive, growth-oriented work environment. And as I joked, anybody really looking to improve their motivation and success. So if you're looking to develop a growth mindset, obviously this is a book for you, or you're looking to improve your chances of achieving your goals. That's another reason to check out this book. I also like to break books down into just a few sentences when I do summaries. That's a very difficult thing to do. But here is Mindset in essentially four sentences. It's a groundbreaking book that explores the power of our beliefs and how they shape our behavior and success. And as I said earlier, she argues that our mindset or our beliefs we hold about our abilities and potential for growth can greatly impact our motivation and success. And she identifies, again, those two main mindsets, a fixed mindset in which we believe our abilities are set traits, and growth mindset in which we believe that our abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. So what are some of the book's key points and main ideas? This is my favorite part of a book summary. This is where we really get to the meat of the content of the book. Well, there's the concept of mindset, that our mindset, our beliefs about our abilities and potential for growth can greatly impact our motivation and success. We mentioned that earlier. A fixed versus growth mindset, two main mindsets again, a fixed mindset in which we believe our abilities are set traits and a growth mindset in which we believe that our abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. The impact of mindset is another. With a growth mindset, Dweck argues, we're more likely to approach challenges with a positive attitude and persist in the face of difficulties, which leads to greater success and satisfaction. There's the power of praise. She says that praise should be focused on effort and process rather than innate ability in order to foster a growth mindset and encourage continued learning and development. A couple of my favorite takeaways, mindset and failure, where Dweck says those of us with a growth mindset view failure as an opportunity for growth and learning, while those with a fixed mindset might view failure as a reflection of our innate abilities. And then the role of mindset in leadership, another favorite takeaway of mine. She argues that leaders with a growth mindset are better equipped to create a positive, growth-oriented work environment and inspire others to reach their full potential. The importance of mindset in education, we hinted at this a moment ago. Dweck advocates for an educational system that fosters a growth mindset in students and helps them develop a love of learning and a belief in their own abilities. That's something that I missed during my school years that I think thankfully over the last few years has begun to change. Mindset and resilience. A growth mindset can also lead to greater resilience in the face of challenges as we believe that our abilities can be developed and that they have the power to overcome obstacles. Mindset and creativity. A growth mindset can also foster greater creativity as we are more likely to take risks and embrace new ideas. Mindset and relationships is another. Dweck also explores the role of mindset in relationships, and she argues that those with a growth mindset are more likely to have positive and supportive relationships because they view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. The malleability of mindset. Again, this is one of the key concepts of the book where Dweck argues that we can develop a growth mindset and actually shift our own beliefs about our abilities and our own potential for growth. And finally, mindset and success. The book provides great advice for anybody looking to develop a growth mindset and achieve your goals, including some of the things we've talked about, cultivating a love for learning, embracing challenges, and pursuing progress over perfection. That's a key one. Progress over perfection. I've struggled with that for years. Some of my favorite quotes from the book. She says, John Wooden, the legendary basketball coach, says, "You aren't a failure until you start to blame." What he means is that you can still be in the process of learning from your mistakes until you deny them. The passion for stretching yourself and sticking to it, even or especially when it's not going well, is the hallmark of the growth mindset. This is the mindset that allows people to thrive during some of the most challenging times in their lives. Even in the growth mindset, failure can be a painful experience, but it doesn't define you. It's a problem to be faced, dealt with, and learned from. I love that. Probably my favorite of these quotes I'm sharing with you is this one. When you enter a mindset, you enter a new world. In one world, the world of fixed traits, success is about proving you're smart or talented, validating yourself. In the other, the world of changing qualities, it's about stretching yourself to learn something new, developing yourself versus validating yourself. This growth mindset is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts, your strategies, and help from others. although people may differ in every which way, in their initial talents and aptitudes, interests, or temperaments, everyone can change and grow through application and experience. People with a growth mindset know that it takes time for potential to flower. And finally, becoming is better than being. The fixed mindset doesn't allow people the luxury of becoming. They have to already be. Wow. If you're thinking about reading this as a group, maybe at a book club, here's some questions you might consider bringing to the group. How do you define success? And how does this definition relate to the concept of mindset explored in the book? That's question number one. Do you think you have a fixed or a growth mindset? And why do you believe this to be the case? How do you think a growth mindset can impact a person's approach to challenges and obstacles? How can we develop a growth mindset? Are there any specific strategies or techniques that you found particularly helpful? How does the way in which we praise and encourage others impact their mindset and motivation? How does a growth mindset relate to creativity and innovation? How can educators foster a growth mindset in their students? What steps can they take to create a supportive and encouraging learning environment? How can people with a fixed mindset shift to a growth mindset? What challenges might they face doing so? How does a growth mindset relate to resilience and perseverance? How can we cultivate a love of learning and a desire for growth? A couple more. What role do you think mindset plays in leadership and organizational culture? And lastly, the 12th and final question, how can a growth mindset impact personal relationships and social connections? So let's assume you've read the book, or at least you've enjoyed this summary and have a decent idea of the content of the book. What are the next action steps you should take if you want to truly implement the book's ideas and frameworks? So action step number one, reflect on your own mindset. Number two, cultivate a growth mindset. Focus on effort and progress rather than innate ability when evaluating your own performance and the performance of others. Embrace challenges and view failures as opportunities for growth and for learning. Use growth-oriented praise. When praising yourself or others, focus on effort, process, and progress rather, again, than innate ability. This type of praise can foster a growth mindset and encourage continued learning and development. Seek out opportunities for growth and learning, whether in your personal or professional life. Cultivate a love for learning and a desire for growth. Might I recommend the free community at jeffbrown.me called the Read to Lead community? We'd love to have you there. And again, get a free book summary, among other things, every single week. Last action step, create a supportive environment. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage a growth mindset and strive to create a positive and supportive environment, whether in your personal relationships or in your workplace. And lastly, Carol Dweck is a psychologist and researcher. And last I checked, she's still a professor of psychology at Stanford University, where she's won numerous awards and honors for her research. Her book, Mindset, is a bestseller, having sold millions of copies worldwide. The book's been translated into numerous languages, and it's received acclaim from educators, business leaders, and the general public. A lot of schools and educators are incorporating her ideas into their teaching practices. And unlike when I was in school, her work has been used to help students develop a love of learning to foster resilience and increase academic achievement. And her work has also been applied in the realm of sports, with many coaches and athletes using her ideas to improve performance and achieve success. That's my book summary of the book Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck. Again, the book released February of 2006. If you haven't read this one, you should. I strongly encourage you to check it out at your local library or pick it up. I think it's on Amazon right now in paperback for just about $8 or $9. Yeah, here it is. $8.88 is the current price on the paperback version. As I've mentioned a couple of times, if you'd like to get access to written summaries every single week, a new business book summary for free, all you need to do is join the Read to Lead community, and you can do that at this website, jeffbrown.me. To find out more about the podcast and this episode in particular, you can go to the show notes page for this episode. That's at readtoleadpodcast.com/461 for episode 461. Hey, thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate your time. Hope to see you next time. Until then, as always, remember, leaders read and readers lead.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.